Holos Rusinjev Amerika.
Dobro i večer, dame i panove. I vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Prihodimo k vam kažem nedilju na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinske radio. O pio četvrtoj hodine u Pittsburghu, a pio desijatoj hodine u Prijašovi. Ja jem Din Palovka. Dneska je nedilja 1. Oktobra 2023. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinjev Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday over the internet waves of Russin FM, your Russin radio station, at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time. Archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, and today is Sunday, October 1st, 2023. The weather is finally starting to change, the leaves are starting to turn their color, and in about a week or two, we will have some nice fall foliage here in the Pittsburgh area. Although I do remember one of the tours I led to Slovakia, Poland, and Ukraine in October, I forget what year it was, 2002 or 3, that the foliage was just exquisite, bright yellow, bright oranges, and it was just a beautiful sight there, as it is here in the United States for those of us that have the changing of the seasons. We're going to start off today's broadcast by going to Lemkovina first with Teche Voda, and then over to Zakarpattia with Za Nasho Stodolo.
Видно чуже село, за нашу просто долом, видно чуже село. Сюди подивлюся, туди подивлюся, ой, як ми весело. Сюди подивлюся, туди подивлюся, ой, як ми весело.
This broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Rusyn Society. We need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can email me, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com, or you can also contribute by going to our parent page, the Carpatha Rusyn Society at c-rs.org. Hover over Donate and click Rusyn Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, Donate, Rusyn Heritage Radio Program. The Cleveland chapter of the Carpatha Rusyn Society will hold a pedestal dedication in honor of Carpatha Rusyn Day in North America. This will take place on Sunday, October 15th at 1:30 p.m. at the Carpatha Rusyn Cultural Garden, located 930 East Boulevard in Cleveland, Ohio, and then followed by a gathering at the Tremont Cityside Ballroom, 2187 West 14th Street in Cleveland, Ohio. It's going to be a fantastic day with the Carpatha Rusyn Garden, where they will unveil four new pedestals and honor notable Rusyns. Immediately following, they travel a short distance where they will gather for food, camaraderie, and entertainment by Harmonia. Living Traditions Folk Ensemble will also be present to add cultural flair to the festivities. There is plenty of parking along East Boulevard for the dedication and a large parking lot at the Tremont Cityside Ballroom. For more information on the pedestal dedication at the Carpatha Rusyn Cultural Garden in Cleveland, Ohio on Sunday, October 15th, beginning at 1:30 p.m., please contact Barb at area code 440-349-1374. That's Barb. 440-349-1374. ¶¶
dajże mi, Haničko, dajże mi, daj. Však jest mi nedáva presi bujar, presi bujar, cíve mi to. Dajże mi, Haničko, jaké je to. Presi bujar, cíve mi to. Dajże mi, Haničko, jaké je to. Ružičku polivava, a mi Bogu zadava podava. Tu máš mi vejto ružičko, že vej je znal, že máš praní ročku. Tu máš mi vejto ružičko, že vej je znal, že máš praní ročku.
Jak ja budu na vojnu rutova,
budu sobi ostro konia.
Happy. posyłajte, nie pójdę, ja sam wsiadł na konyka, budu ułan, wsiadł na konyka, budu ułan.
Nie posyłajte, nie pójdę, ja sam wsiadł na konyka, budu ułan, wsiadł na konyka, budu ułan. Ułan ma pieniądz i srebra złota, ułan ma pieniądz i srebra złota, może się postawić w tym czata, może się postawić w tym czata. Ułan ma pieniądz i srebra złota, może się postawić w tym czata, może się postawić w tym czata.
Our historic focus over the next few weeks, we will talk about the Battle of the Dukla Pass, also known as the Karpatsko-Duklianska Operacja. This Carpathian Dukla operation was a significant tank battle on the Eastern Front during World War II that took place from September 8th to October 25th, 1944. The Dukla Pass is a strategically significant mountain pass in the Laborets Highlands of the outer Eastern Carpathians on the border between Poland and Slovakia. This is in the southwest part of Lemkovina in Jasłow and Krosno counties, and on the other side of the border in the Prešov region in northern Šarić and Zemplin counties. The information provided in this historic focus is taken from CRS board member Bill Tarkolich's website that gives much more detail than I can provide here in just a short few minutes. To get the Bill's webpage, go to iabsi.com and click Dukla Pass, or just Google Battle of the Dukla Pass. World War II was not the first time the pass was involved in military operations. During the Hungarian War of Independence in 1849, Russia sent 200,000 troops and 584 cannons south through the pass in support of Vienna, effectively crushing the Hungarian rebellion. The troops moved through the pass southward to the Hungarian plains, but there was no fighting in the pass itself. During World War I, two Carpathian passes, Krosno and Dukla, were taken by the Russians in September of 1914, much to the embarrassment of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. In December of 1914, the Dukla Pass was retaken by Austria-Hungary, setting the stage for World War II after the turning point victories of the Soviets at Stalingrad and Kursk. The westward push towards Germany had begun. The Red Army's Operation Bagration was the westward thrust from June to August 1944, which included the 1st and 2nd Ukrainian fronts, swiftly moving across Ukraine and Poland. Anticipating the westward movement of the Soviets, defensive fortifications were being built in Slovakia and Hungary. During the first half of 1944, development of the Arpad Line took place. The Arpad Line were military fortifications in the north foothills of the Carpathians, stretching from present-day Poland southeastward through Ukraine. Coincidentally, the Arpad Line was able to detain the Soviet army for more than 3 weeks. In regards to effectiveness per cost rate, it was the most potent fortification system during World War II. In addition to the Arpad Line, tank traps, armor, lookout towers, and thousands of landmines, wire entanglements, were in the forests and the roads. Forests were partially cut, with logs dropped specifically to impede travel. Local citizens were conscripted to dig trenches. Positions along flanking ridges and slopes with fortified bunkers were built into the hillside. Additional fortifications were built by the Germans on the Polish side of the border. Just north of the Dukla Pass, Krosno was converted into a strong point, girded by continuous trenches. Rock houses were fitted as defensive positions. In them, machine gun stations had been placed. Streets were covered with barricades 6 feet high, built from stone and logs, Stone buildings were mined. Approaches to the city were covered by minefields and trenches. The region from Krosno, southward to the Carpathian Mountains, was held by 20,000 German troops with 200 artillery pieces. There were three German infantry divisions and two German corps. The Germans recognized the importance of this pass and aimed to defend it. In this region, three levels of defensive lines were constructed, each about 5 miles apart, positioned north of the mountains and running parallel to the mountains. The order of battle for the Axis army was the army group Henrici, which consisted of the 1st Panzer Army, led by Gotthard Henrici, and elements of the 1st Hungarian Army, commanded by Dezső László. The order of battle for the Soviets was elements of the 1st Ukrainian Front, with Marshal Ivan Konev commanding, the 38th Army, commanded by Kirill Moskalenko, the Czechoslovak 1st Army Corps, commanded by General Ludwig Svoboda, and also the elements of the 4th Ukrainian Front, with the Soviet 1st Guards Army, commanded by Andrei Grechko. Next week, we will discuss the Soviet plan for the invasion and the beginning of the battle for the Dukla Pass.
Go. land. Your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families, with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, a son 17. I participate in the National Golf Tournament, the National Bowling Tournament, in some district events. That's a good organization, very family-oriented.
GCU for life, GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or call them toll-free, 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. The New Jersey chapter of the Carpatha Russin Society cordially invites you to their annual Heritage Celebration Dinner. This will take place Sunday, October 29th from 12:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., where Kontakti, a musical duo featuring Yosef Yorashi and Maria Yorashi, will play for your listening and dancing pleasure. There will also be historical and genealogical exhibits by Catherine and Tom Peters, a basket raffle, 50-50 ethnic foods such as salad Olivier, mushroom soup, slow-braised pork chops, kielbasa and sauerkraut, holubka, and more. Socializing is from 12:30 to 1, and dinner begins at 1 p.m. This takes place at Woodford Hall, which is located 4-6 Woodhall Avenue in Little Falls, New Jersey. So that is the New Jersey Chapter's annual Heritage Celebration Dinner, Sunday, October 29th from 12:30 to 4:30 p.m. at the Woodford Hall in Little Falls, New Jersey. RSVPs are due by October 18th, and to get more information, please contact Jim at area code 267-421-3210. Oh yes, and the cost for adults is $45 a person. Cost for children 9 to 18 are $20, and guests under the age of 9 are free. So that's Jim, 267-421-3210. 267-421-3210. And if you live in our home base city of Pittsburgh, on Sunday, October 29th, St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church, located 201 East Main Street in Uniontown, will be hosting their 41st annual Russin Festival. Festivities begin at 8:45 a.m. with Divine Liturgy. Then at noon across the walkway at the Social Hall will be the festival, where you can enjoy delectable foods such as pirohi, holubka, halushka, sauerkraut with kielbasa, baked goods, and much more. There will also be a 50-50 raffle, other raffle, Russin raffle, if you want to call it that, Chinese raffle, but it's a Russin festival, so we're going to call it a Russin raffle. There are going to be presentations, there will be demonstrations, and musical entertainment by Sokira. So that is the 41st Russin Festival at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church, 201 East Main Street in Uniontown. For more information, please call 724-438-1382. 724-438-1382. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinu America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russin Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to our archives any time of the day or night, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org, where you can listen to every broadcast of this radio program since our inception in 2004. Also, don't forget to visit our parent site, the Carpatha Russian Society, at c-rs.org, where you can donate to this radio program, join the society, order from our online and offline catalog, sales department, and much more. c-rs.org. c-rs.org. And listen to Russin FM any time of the day or night. Log on to your computer and go to russin.fm. You can also listen on your smart device, your tablet, or your phone by going to your app store and looking up Russin FM. Russin FM. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtasya krasna tujden. Zbohom.
Dai mi tuo, dai mi cibo, dai mi tuo.
Голоси русинів Америка.